فنحن الآن نحدثكم من قلب الشام ومن قلب مدينة حلب الشهباء، حلب العلماء وحلب الأدباء وحلب أيضا الشعراء وحلب الشهداء.
We receive a rousing welcome today in Aleppo from the Mufti of Halab, Sheikh Ibrahim Shashu.
حياكم الله وبياكم ونبارك للمسلمين جميعا ونبارك لكم ونبارك للعالم أجمع ونبارك للمسلمين في العالم هذا النصر الكبير لأهل الشام في سوريا على طاغية الشام.
Born in Aleppo in 1978, Sheikh Ibrahim is a graduate in Islamic Sharia from the University of Damascus. He stood side by side with the Syrian revolutionaries and served as an Islamic judge in rebel-held areas starting from 2012. In 2014, he was appointed to the Judicial Office of the Shari'i Council of Aleppo and later served as the Justice Minister for the HTS government in Idlib. Following the fall of the regime, he was appointed the Mufti of Aleppo and Dean of the Faculty of Sharia at Aleppo University. In his lengthy sitting with us today, the Sheikh affords us a window into Halab, its legacy of Islamic scholarship, and the role of the ulama in building a new Syria. Remembering great ulama that Aleppo had produced, he is keen to demonstrate that these are but not passing stars, but that these scholars arise from a deep scholarly culture in Aleppo that goes back generations and is rooted in significant scholarly families like the Abu Ghudlas, Sirajuddins, Zarqas, and so on. The Sheikh sheds insight into the historic madaris of Aleppo, such as the Sha'baniya and Khusrawiya, and their specialities. He highlights the prominence of the Hanafi madhab right until present in the region. He paints a picture of the most prominent branches of tasawwuf practiced in Aleppo, and even demystifies for us the different types of turbans worn by the ulama in Sham. His overall message is one of optimism, contrasting the irreligiosity promoted by the Assad regime, the surveillance of masajid, and even having to formally apply to keep a beard, to the resurgence and thirst for Islam being witnessed in a new Syria today. As Syrians rebuild their lives, he appeals to Muslims around the world to join them in their journey.
إخوانكم المسلمون يعني يرجون من إخوانهم المسلمين في بقاع العالم وفي جنوب أفريقيا نصرة قضيتهم. فنحن الآن في سوريا انتقلنا من مرحلة الثورة إلى مرحلة البناء.
We are afforded a unique opportunity here in Halab to enter the former residence, effectively a palace of Bashar al-Assad in the city. The palace sports grand gardens, huge rooms and reception areas, and elegant paintings.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Mujahideen were famously seen walking through the rooms of this very palace and uncovering its secrets at the fall of the regime in Aleppo in December 2024. Like Damascus, Aleppo is one of the oldest continuously inhabited cities in the world. It also forms part of the Aleppo Governorate, the most populous governorate of Syria. The name Halab is believed to originate from a Semitic root, meaning to milk or milk. This connection might have arisen due to the area's association with raising livestock and the production of milk. Another possibility is that the name refers to the color white. The adoption of the name Aleppo into English likely coincided with the Crusades and increased trade and travel between Europe and the Middle East. Halab was located on historic trade routes, including the Silk Route, making it a major commercial and cultural hub. As we head into its historical center, we get traces of this rich legacy. The 3.5 square kilometer old city is home to souks, historical masajid, madaris, khans, and hammams from different periods. Rising above it all is the monumental citadel of Aleppo, the Qal'a, which is breathtaking to behold. The citadel is considered one of the oldest and largest castles in the world. Usage of the citadel hill dates back to at least the middle of the 3rd millennium BC, Many civilizations used it over time, including the Assyrians, the Greeks, the Armenians, Romans, Byzantines, Ayyubids, Mamluks, and Ottomans. The majority of the citadel's construction as it stands today is thought to originate in the Ayyubid period. Halep played a very important role in the fight against the Crusades. It was here that Nur al-Din Zanki manufactured the famous minbar for Masjid al-Aqsa. And it was here in 1183 that Aleppo came under the control of Salah al-Din. In pre-war Syria, Aleppo was considered the capital of Syrian industry. The economy of the city was mainly driven by textiles, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, agro-processing industries, electrical commodities, engineering and tourism. It occupied a dominant position in the country's manufacturing output. Aleppo is a major center for manufacturing precious metals and stones. The industrial city of Aleppo in Sheikh Najjar district is one of the largest in Syria and the region. Aleppo was also one of the most strategic and devastating battlegrounds in the Syrian revolution against the regime. Starting in 2012, revolutionary fighters launched an offensive against the regime, ultimately capturing eastern Aleppo, while the regime held on to western Aleppo. This led to a brutal 4-year siege on the eastern areas by the regime. Food, water, and medical aid were blocked from reaching rebel-held areas. Starvation forced civilians to eat leaves and garbage to survive. In mid-2016, with Russian air support and Iranian-backed militias, the regime launched a final siege and assault on eastern Aleppo. By December 2016, the regime fully recaptured Aleppo after a brutal bombing campaign and mass civilian evacuations. This was seen as a potential turning point in the trajectory of Syria's revolution, with the tide seeming to have turned firmly back to the Assad regime, entrenching its authority. However, in a stunning turn of events, Mujahideen, led by Hay'at Tahrir al-Sham, captured the city from the regime in a lightning offensive on November 29, 2024. The Syrian regime was overwhelmed by the offensive speed and could not organize a coordinated defense of Aleppo. Pro-government forces suffered a complete breakdown in command and control and morale, and the main Syrian army unit on the Mujahideen's path, Regiment 46, simply collapsed. The euphoria of this immense victory is clearly palpable this afternoon with the imposing backdrop of the Qal'ah or citadel. The square at its base is a bustling open-air hub for Aleppo's social life. There are cafes, vendors selling all kind of wares, popcorn machines, candy floss booths, flower vendors, and lots of beggars. Families are joyfully strolling around the citadel and some climb up its stairs. The atmosphere is unmistakably similar to what one would expect on Eid. We are welcomed by a famous resident of Aleppo, dressed in traditional clothing, who serves us coffee while telling us his story.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ayyadna bin nasr iza ja'a nasrullah wal fatah. Yani subhanallah bidi nasr min Halab tala ala al-Sham.
His family, he tells us, have been residents of the historic Baba Nayrab neighborhood for over 300 years. After years of this iconic area being off-bounds to residents and stripped of its vibrancy, life has returned here in a pulsating way. Syrians, during the autocracy of the regime, he says, were disconnected from each other, all in disparate islands of their own. Now it is all coming back together, and Aleppo has opened its doors to Syrians from all other cities. He presents himself daily selling coffee at the citadel from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. and crowning the experience by singing beautiful praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Madhun Nabi al-Arabi dini wa yaqini wa mazhabi.
Unlike the largely unscathed old city of Damascus, the extent of the damage incurred by the war on the heritage of the old city of Aleppo is serious. Craters from bombs and serious damage from shelling can be seen everywhere. Not even the city's Umayyad Masjid has been spared. Although this masjid is less well known than its sister masjid in Damascus, it has a similar grandiosity to it. The construction of the earliest masjid on the site was commenced by the Umayyad Khalif Walid in the year 715 and was finished by his successor Sulaiman ibn Abdul Malik. Its 45-meter-high minaret was built in the Seljuk era in the year 1090. Lamentably, the masjid incurred serious damage during the war. On the 24th of April 2013, the minaret of the masjid was reduced to rubble in the fighting against the regime. During our visit, we find the masjid closed to the public as extensive restoration works were underway to repair the damage. By the grace of Allah, we are, however, afforded entry into the masjid and even unexpectedly encounter some of its historical marvels. The masjid contains one of the historic minbars constructed by Nur al-Din Zanki that was also badly damaged in the war, but is being rehabilitated as we witness. As we also witness, this masjid, incredibly, contains a site said to be the qabr of Sayyiduna Zakariya alayhi salam.
إذ نادى ربه نداء خفيا.
By the grace of Allah, the Umayyad Masjid in Aleppo opened its doors for worshippers at the start of Ramadan 1446.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين